சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். We are entering into the sixth Upanishad known as Mandukya Upanishad. For every Upanishad, we have gone through an introduction, a general introduction. That introduction, let us recapitulate now. Before going to this study of this Mandukya Upanishad, who is the eligible student? Who is the eligible student or qualified student? A seeker of liberation is the qualified student. Seeker of liberation. In Sanskrit, we call him as Mumukshuhu. Seeker of liberation or Mumukshuhu is the first qualification of a Mandukya Upanishad student. You are all studying now, going to study Mandukya Upanishad. So you are all students of Mandukya Upanishads. What are the qualifications Upanishad is expecting from us? Upanishad is expecting from a student, are you a mumukshuna? Moktum iccha mumuksha, seeker of liberation. A student of Mandukya must be a mumukshu, must be a seeker of moksha. So mumukshuhu. First qualification. What is the second qualification? This mumukshu, seeker of liberation, should know that liberation is possible only through knowledge. Atma jnanam, self-knowledge. This seeker of liberation has to know that Atmajnanam alone is liberation. Any amount of rituals will not liberate the person from sorrow. Any amount of karma kanda rituals will not liberate the person from sorrow. Any amount of meditation, dhyanam, any type of meditation will not liberate the person. Jnanam alone liberates the person. Any number of vrattams, austerities, if a person follow also, person cannot be liberated. Only Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge alone liberates the person. This Mumukshu should know. Seeker of liberation should know that Atma Jnanam alone liberates me. I am a mumukshu. Now what is my next desire? Since I am a seeker of liberation, let me be the seeker of knowledge. Everybody, since I am the seeker of liberation, let me be the seeker of knowledge, self-knowledge. This clarity must be there. Very, very important. These are all foundation stones to assimilate Vedanta. The seeker of liberation must understand my next step is seeking for self-knowledge. Now the seeker of liberation converted into what? Seeker of self-knowledge. Now am I seeker of self-knowledge? Number two. Qualification number two. Atmajnanam, self-knowledge. In Sanskrit, one word, Vedanta, coins for that, jignasu. Jnatum, iccha, jignasa. Jignasu. This jignasa, atmajnanam, how to get, in which text it is available. In physics text, physics knowledge is available. In chemistry text, chemistry knowledge is available. Of course, in music text, music knowledge is available. For this atmajnanam, which text is available? What is that text? I have to search for that. Seeker of knowledge, self-knowledge, has to search for that text which gives self-knowledge. That is Vedanaram, Vedic text. Vedic text, or we can call it as Upanishads. That alone gives Atma Jnanam. Now, Mumukshu has to be converted into Jignasu. Seeker of liberation converted into seeker of knowledge. Seeker of knowledge, he has to find out a means, sadhanam, to get that knowledge. That text is a means, a sadhanam, to get the knowledge. Now, seeker of the means. Seeker of knowledge has to be converted into seeker of a means or sadhanam. Seeker of sadhanam. Just as you want to come to this class, first you desire, and you have to find out a sadhanam. If you have a two-wheeler or car, sadhanam okay, or another sadhana is there, number 11. What is that number 11? Walker. You come by walk. That is called number 11. You find out a means. Like that, what is the means in a pramanam? Means is called pramanam. Pramana iccha. Desire for the means. Pramana iccha. Pramanam is shastra pramanam. Shastra pramana iccha. Moksha iccha to jnana iccha to pramana iccha. Padipadiya ponu. So am I having that pramana iccha? Interest in shastra. If really I am interested in moksha, liberation, I must have interest in self-knowledge. If really I have interest in self-knowledge, I must have interest in pramanam, shastra pramanam. Therefore, I must love shastra. This is Mandukya Upanishad. Or any Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, which gives, that which text talk about Atman, Atmajnanam. Into that text I have to look into, not any other text. Chemistry jnanam venumanna physics text ah ninga paakrela. Chemistry jnanam venumanna chemistry text da paakanum. Computer jnanam venumanna computer text da paakanum, edavare vera text paaka maatad. Appadane for economics knowledge you search for what text? History ah, accounts ah? Economics only. That much minimum common sense is required or not for a student. To listen, it is very simple. Okay. That much common sense is very much required for a student. Since I am interested in economics, I have to search for an economic book. I am interested in history, I have to search for a history book. I am interested in self-knowledge. What book you have to search? There are books and books for so and so subjects. பட் ஆத்ம ஜானம், தீஸ் ஆர் த புக்ஸ் அவைலபிள். அனு எங்கே புஸ்தகம் புக் ஸ்டால் இருக்க சொல்லுங்கோ. ஆத்ம ஜானம் யார் யாருக்கு வேணுமோ இந்த புக்ஸ் இங்கே கிடைக்கும். எங்கேயோ அது இருக்க, எங்கேயோ இங்கின்னு பாதம் சொல்ல தொங்கின்னு இருக்கும் இந்த புக்ஸ் வந்து. இங்கே எல்லாம் மிக்சடு அவியல் மாதிரி. பர்டிகுலராக ஃபார் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் தீஸ் ஆர் த புக்ஸ் நோ படி இஸ் கீப்பிங். நோ ரீசென்ட்லி ஃப்ரம் ஃபாஸ்ட் 5 இயர்ஸ் books Vedanta book house are coming. These books are stalls are were not there previously. Vedanta book house, they were not there. Recently only they are coming. Adi Vedanta book house nu da irukku. Atma gnanam anukku idu illiye, edhu theriyunu student ku Vedanta na atma gnanam da adhu theriyadu. So how very very difficult to find out a text for self knowledge. Therefore, what to do? Pramana Iccha must be converted to Guru Iccha. It is not like just other books available, physics book, chemistry book, mathematics book, just you buy and go to the teacher. Oh, teacher, teach me this text. You cannot ask like this, Atma Jnanam. You have to search for your guru and ask, I want Atma Jnanam, which text I have to study? How to search a guru? How do I know he is having Atma Jnanam? Very difficult. Your Purva Janma Punya has to pull, that's all. Minimum common sense, Viveka, discriminative capacity, and your Purva Janma Punya, Atma Kripa, Ishvara Kripa. If both are there, Guru Kripa will come, Shastra Kripa comes. So, now, Pramana Iccha to Guru Iccha. Guru Iccha. I am interested, I am in search of a teacher. I am in search of a teacher. I go to a teacher, so many teachers. But what is my goal? I am a seeker of liberation. I am a seeker of knowledge. I am a seeker of Shastra. And I find out teachers, many teachers. I go and see whether this teacher is teaching Shastram or not. Number one. Is this teacher talking about Atma Jnanam or not? Number two. Is this teacher is giving the teaching to that liberating knowledge he is giving or not? These three I have to check. If these three are there, I can sit in front of the teacher. So that means your goal must be decided by you first. Because how do I know which teacher from which teacher I have to study? So I approach many teachers. I go to a teacher. And I should see that this teacher is using Pramanam or not, Shastra Pramanam. That Pramanam which is talking about Atma Jnanam, that Atma Jnanam which is a liberating knowledge, is this teacher is teaching interested in my liberation, in my moksha, with that interest this teacher is teaching and talking about Atma Jnanam and using the Pramana, handling the Shastra Pramanam properly, systematically. These are all the things I have to watch. No other way. This much common sense I must have. The student must have. If you don't have that common sense, use it, Bhagavan will take care of. Okay. Bhagavan will take care of. What to do? But Bhagavan also has given some amount of buddhi for us. Use your buddhi in it. Don't lean upon me totally. Use your buddhi also. Look into the text. Look into that your desire. What the text and your desire are connected or not. If not, get up and go away. Here also, if you are really a Tivra Mumukshu, Jignasu, interested in Pramana, Shastra Pramanam, you can sit and listen to Mandukya Upanishad. So this is the qualification of the student. Now question, am I a mumukshu? Am I a jignasu? Am I interested in Shastra? If you are having these three qualifications, you can continue the Mandukya Upanishad. This is what Mandukya Upanishad is expecting from every student. Such a student is eligible to study the Mandukya Upanishad. It is relevant for that person. Others also can study, but its text will become irrelevant later. The text will become relevant to such a student. Therefore, now let us come to the four qualifications, the four pillars, just as the palace stand on four pillars, our whole knowledge stand on four Vedas. Four Vedas. All Vedas, all four Vedas we can classify into two portions. The familiar topic only, all old students, okay? But still, since it is a very, very important topic, better to recapitulate that whole introduction. Now, entire Veda classified into four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama, Atharvana Veda, divided into two portions, Veda Purva and Veda Anta. Veda Purva is called as Karma Kanda. Veda Anta is called as Jnana Kanda. Jnana Kanda. Karma Kanda is known as Sadhyam, Sadhanam. Karma Kanda is known as Sadhanam Kanda. A means is that to attain some goal. A means is that you use to achieve, to accomplish a goal. It is called means. In Vedanta, we call it as Pramanam. Pramanam. Or Sadhanam. All the sadhanas are given in Karma Kanda. And whatever you acquire, it is called sadhyam, end. That what you accomplish, that what you attain, that what you acquire is called sadhyam, end, goal, destination. So sadhanam and sadhyam. Sadhanam is that I use to attain that sadhyam. Sadhanena sadhyam prapnoti. Now, sadhanani kani, how many sadhanams are there in Veda Purva? Veda Purva is Karma Kanda. Karma Kanda is a sadhanam. What are the sadhanams and what are the sadhyams? What are the sadhanams mentioned in the Karma Kanda? What are the activities? Some action you have to do and to get something. Just you cook and you get lot of food. You cook and you get food. Sadhanam is cooking. So many provisions you use. And what food is what? Sadhyam. So sadhanam and sadhyam. Sadhanams are three types. Sadhanatrayam. Sadhanatrayam. Karmani, three times. Sadhanani or karmani, activities are three types. Number one is kaika karmani. Kaika karmani, activities done by the physical body. Kaika manna body. Activities done by the physical body, kaika karmani, one sadhanam. Number two, vachika karmani, verbal activities. Verbal activities. Vachika sadhanani or vachika karmani. Number three, manasika sadhanani or manasika karmani or manasa karmani. Mental activities. Kayika, vachika, manasika. Kayika means physically what you do, puja, rituals, homam, all these physical activities, achana, your body, hands are involved. So these are called kayikam. Vachikam means parayanam, chanting, loudly, Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, any Sahasranama or any parayanam, whatever you chant is called Vachika Karma. Then Manasa Karma, Manasika Japa, Manasika Dhyanam, meditations, upasanam, all come under Manasika Karmas. Three sadhanams. What for? Next question. Sadhyam. What is sadhyam? What am I going to get? Really what I want through these kayika, vachika, manasika karmas. What I want. Shastra says, whether you know or not, you are working for something, I will tell you that. Unknowingly we are doing, Shastra reminding us, this is for what you are doing, Shastra says. So, all upasanas come under manasa karmani. What we are going to get in the three types of sadhyams. Again, sadhya trayam. Sadhana trayam, sadhya trayam. What are they? How many? How many? Three. Sadhya trayam. Three goals. What are they? Number one is upadhi. Upadhi praptina. Upadhi means I want a good physical healthy body. Healthy physical body I want. Healthy sense organs I want. Healthy mind I want. Healthy intellect I want. This is called upadhi. Every one of us want healthy body, healthy mind, healthy sense organs. For what? To enjoy. If I have a healthy body, I can enjoy. If I have healthy sense organs, I can enjoy. If I have healthy, peaceful mind, relaxed mind, I can enjoy. If I have a sharp intellect, I can enjoy. So, upadhi praptyartham. Therefore, I do some vachika karma, some ratams, some puja, some ritual, some dhyanam. For what sake? Good, healthy, upadhi sake, to enjoy. Enjoy, ennudaya joy kaha, enjoy. I want. Therefore, I do pradakshinam, or walking in the park, or fasting, or dieting. The modern words, no? Dieting, that's fasting, we say. In religion, we call it as fasting. But modern people call it as dieting. You know. We call pradakshana, they call it as walking. You know. Both benefits are same. Inga bhukti, mukti odi irukka, anga mukti kadiyadu. Okay, this is a side point. Forget about it. So, upadhi. This is upadhi. Arogya upadhi prapyartham sadhanani. The first sadhyam. What is the second goal I am going to get in upadhi? Vishayaha, objects. Sense organs, I want healthy sense organs. What for? I want a healthy eyes. Yen, nalla serial paakanume. I want to see a nice serial or cricket match, tennis match or something I want to see. That vishaya also good vishaya. This. And the TV screen must be good, no? And whatever I want to see must be good. It must be in a proper condition, right condition, so that that vishaya, either person or object, comes under a vishaya that which gives enjoyment to me. For my joy, I want good objects for vishaya praptyartham sadhanani. This is another sadhyam. My goal is what? I want to get a good first quality washing machine, first quality grinder, first quality AC, all first quality. When it should not trouble me. Adikini trouble panna repair vandunde irukum liyo. So I want that, what you can call, new one. new model. New model, whatever comes, it must be there in my house. You know. Vishaya prapti. Vishaya praptyattham, if I do certain rituals, some puja, some archana, something, I get good objects, healthy objects, so that I can enjoy. If I have a nice stereo system, I can enjoy through my ears. Sense organs, healthy sense organs for what? To listen nice music. Healthy sense organs, so their touch or not taste or smell, all to enjoy the nice objects. So this upadhi is meant for what? No, for nice vishaya I want. What is the next sadhyam? Vishayaha. I am the bhokta, enjoyer. Enjoyer of what? No? That objects, vishaya. Without objects, what can I enjoy? Hot, hot, puri, how can I enjoy? All phones, how can I enjoy? So I have good cells in the sense organs, but objects are not there. No mango is available, suppose. What can I do? I need something to enjoy outside. Here bhokta is there, enjoyer. Enjoyer require enjoyed objects outside. So, I want those objects also. That is called vishaya prapti. So, upadhi prapti for what sake? Vishaya prapti. Upadhi prapti irunda, vishaya prapti irkanum. Vishaya prapti vandadukapranda in the contact. Bhokta, bhogya, anubhava prapyartham. Both are required. Then what? Then what? One more is there. Nice upadhi is there. Nice objects are there. But environment, lokaha, environment is required where I can enjoy. Suppose TV is there, I can see, but no electricity. What is the use? A nice environment I require. Paraphernalia, atmosphere, environment, lokaha. Anubhavam can come when there are ideal conditions. Upadhi can enjoy that object when there is an ideal condition. When there is no ideal condition, how can you enjoy? Ideal atmosphere. It is not too hot, it should not be too rainy. It should not be too chill. Like in Manasarovar Madhuri, can you sit like that and listen and write? Like Manasarovar Madhuri, climate, you cannot sit and write. If it is too heavy pouring, what can you do? Environment is not congenial. You cannot enjoy. Upadhi and Vishaya cannot come into contact if environment is not suitable. Therefore, what next? For this upadhi to enjoy the vishaya, I require environment. Third sadhyam, lokaha. Either this loka, if it is not this loka, I go and stand for visa. Go to America. Anga swine flu irukkanna. Anga in the London, UK I go. Africa, Australia. Like this, people are searching. Polluted, free air, water, people are searching. Not available here, America also not good, and I want to go to moon. No, people are trying there. Anyone can go and stay there. If water, something is available, and people are trying to go there. Have you read that article? Recent Reader's Digest. Beautiful article they have given. You cannot, all the five sense organs in zero gravity at the moon. What is environment there? Your sense organs, nothing can function. You don't have. Read that article, it is amazing. Five sense organs under zero gravity at the moon. Armstrong, when they went, they felt all these things. You cannot feel the taste, you cannot feel the touch, you cannot feel the even sound, you cannot see anything. Fully dust, dust, dust. And very difficult. What loka is that loka? Who want to go to moon? We don't want, even though it is up above. No, no, no. We want what? Bhuloka.
Here only alphons are available. Here only nice music is available. Music season is available. Dance is available. Everything is available. That's why people are trying to go to Swargaloka. Moon Loka, Chandra Loka, Venda. Solar Loka, nobody wants to go. You know, already heat so much. Chandra Loka, no use. Then let us try Swargaloka. இது வரைக்கும் இப்போ வரைக்கும் அமெரிக்கா அமெரிக்கா இஸ் ஸ்வர்க்கம். இப்போ ஸ்வைன் ஃப்ளூன்னு சொன்ன உடனே எனிபடி இஸ் கமிங் லேண்டிங் ஃப்ரம் அமெரிக்கான்னா நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணி அங்கே இருப்பா தொடாதே. என்ன சாத்தியத்ரயம், என்ன வாட் ஆர் த சாத்தியத்ரயம்? உபாதி நம்பர் ஒன், உபாதி பிராப்தி, விஷய பிராப்தி அண்ட் லோக பிராப்தி. சாத்தியத்ரயம், ஹவு மெனி சாதனாஸ்? சாதனத்ரயம், காயிகா வாச்சிகா மானச, உபாதி பிராப்தி, விஷய பிராப்தி, லோக பிராப்தி. ஸோ ஆல் தீஸ் காயிக வாச்சிக மானசிக கர்மாணி கிவ்ஸ் மீ தீஸ் சாத்தியம்ஸ் அண்ட் பர்சன் இஸ் என்ஜாயிங். கர்மகாண்டா கிவ்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் கர்மகாண்டா இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் அண்ட் திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் என்ஜாயிங் 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 என்ஜாயிங். But one day, one fine morning, this person find out some defect in them. One fine morning. Fine morning or unfine morning or theriyala. Fortunately, unfortunately, one intelligent person, a thinking person find out a defect in this body, in this upadhi. It is not same all the time. It is changing. This upadhi is degradation, gradation is there. All sense organs are also declining, you know. They are weakening, you know. Upadhi is also is not free from dosha. And upadhi is fine, you know. Vishayas are also not same, you know. They have also dosha. Vishaya is nice, upadhi is nice, but loka atmosphere is not nice, you know. That global warming problem. Global warming problem and recession problem, financial problem, environmentally so many problems. How can I enjoy? All are having dosha. This intelligent person, by examining everything, after getting all pleasures, examining everything, pariksha lokan karma chitan, a wise person, look into them, is there anything defective-free? First he find out what are doshas. Three sadhanas, three sadhyams. Doshas also must be? Extrapolate? Three. Three doshas, doshatrayam. Three defects are there. In upadhi there is a defect. Vishaya there is a defect. Loka there is a defect. All the defects are there. What are those defects? Dukkha mishritatvam, mixed with sorrow. None of them, upadhi, either vishaya or environment, is not free from, it is not unalloyed. Everything is alloyed. It is mixed with pain, strain. What is the strain, pain in body? Vyadhi, disease, old age, death. It is having false teeth. எல்லாம் அதுக்கு தான் ஃபால்ஸ் டீத் எல்லாம் வந்துட்டு இருக்க. இஃப் திஸ் உபாதி இஸ் ஃபைன், வை ஃபால்ஸ் டீத்து, ஃபால்ஸ் திங்ஸ் எல்லாம் இருக்கமே, ஃபால்ஸ் விக், ஃபால்ஸ் ஹேரு, எல்லாம் ஃபால்ஸ் ஃபால்ஸ் எல்லாம் வருது. என்னென்ன உபாதி இஸ் வீக், தேர் ஃபார் ஐ ஆம் ட்ரைங் டு சேஞ்ச் மை உபாதி. துக்கம் இட் கிவ்ஸ் துக்கம், வியாதி கிவ்ஸ் துக்கம், ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் கிவ்ஸ் துக்கம். And how much I am doing, trying to control my weight, I am not able to control my weight, complexion. All these are all giving lot of pain to me. ஏதோ ஒரு ப்ராப்ளம், ஏதோ ஒரு ஆர்கன் எனக்கு சரியாக இருந்தேன்னா ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ்க்கு சரியாக இல்லைன்னா. I am fine, they are not fine. If they are fine, I am not fine. If both of us are fine, outside a neighbor is not fine. துக்கம் இஸ்ரிதம். All objects are also giving dukkha. What is not giving dukkha? Tell me. There is a potential sorrow behind in every pleasure. Everyone see only roses.
But none of us remember the thorn behind the rose. We are very happy to see the pink rose, white rose, orange rose, all colorful roses. None of the rose is free from the thorn. It is the nature of the rose to have a thorn. Similarly, people always attracted to the pleasures like a rose, but they never recognize or remember the thorn, the pain, strain behind that pleasure. But some intelligent, wise people, mature, informed people, they recognize this, the pain, the strain. A defect is there. However much I enjoy, I won't get. Second defect is atruptikaratvam. No satisfaction at all. You ask any rich person, are you happy? Are you content? No. Bill Gates, you go and ask, are you happy? Stop earning. No, no. I don't want to stop. I want to earn. Yeah, if I stop, somebody will go cross me. Therefore, I am not content. I know Trupti. However much I enjoy, how many alphons we have eaten? You can say no to alphons? Can you say no music, no dance, nothing? I don't want to require anything. Up once in a while. Still, in a Trupti varla, you know. That is called atrupti karatva. Atrupti. However much nice sari you buy, that sari is so nice. That sari is so nice. I feel atrupti. Without that, I cannot stay. That is called bandhakatvam. Again, bondage. Third dosha. Every object binds me. I become addicted to that object. Cereal, even I am ready to leave my husband, I cannot leave my cereal. Addicted to one person is addicted to one thing. If that lady won't see that cereal, she will become, no? Out. No. We think that coffee is addiction, alcohol is addiction. Some sweet is addiction, we think. Some drug is addiction. But Shastra says, every object in the world is a drug. Every person in the world, every relation is like a drug. We unknowingly addicted to that. Addiction means what? Without that, my life is empty. Just like that, you know, when you go to a shop, what shop? Nelly shop, okay. Nelly shop or Tangamaliga, you go and you see that necklace, you know? You don't see there. With this chain, I am beautiful. Without? If I go to Nalli, Kumaran, wear the sari. With this sari, again Kannadi. I look nice. Without sari? Therefore, give that sari. That chain I want. That ring wear and see. Another. Nice, nice. See, nice. With this ring, I am nice. I am happy. Like this, with people, with this relation, I imagine myself, I am happy. Minus that person, minus that object, I am empty. Minus my son, if he goes abroad, I am empty. Minus my dear and near, I am empty. I am not happy without this. That means what? I am a dependent. My happiness is a dependence. Relying upon others. Leaning upon other things. I am not happy with myself. I am not happy with my color, complexion, height. Somebody should come and say, you are fine, you are nice always. You are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are handsome. Somebody has to come and say, because I am never happy with myself. I look down upon myself, I see all my limits, and however much I have richness, everybody is praising at you, everybody is looking at you, are wonderful, she has so many things, she has so much things, but that person you ask, even Miss Universe also, are you happy with your beauty? No, I am not happy. Why? There is something you don't know, that secret. She knows, that problem.
like that everything is in the world dosha trayam dukkha misritattvam atruptikaratvam bandhakatvam dukkha misritattvam means mixed with sorrow atruptikaratvam mixed with dissatisfaction bandhakatvam it binds the person bondage then one intelligent person questions arise in the mind in intelligent thinking person some thinking people the thinking people you know always edo gumpulo govinda ellaru irukka apdi irukatume even the there is unhappiness solla mata vellila are you happy you are married you know yes 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 I am very happy we don't want to share apdi ipdi paapa theriyum ni mundu patti theriyum enaga patti theriyum na everything like that only everybody thinks in this person is wearing nice heels nice chappal and walking and other people are seeing you know that person how much he is suffering wearing that chappal you know new chappal nama nenikra pattu saree 10,000 rupees pattu saree wearing appa enna what a nice husband she has gotten she is suffering wearing that saree and sweating she is not able to hear move there appadi kashtapattirukkaru indha maadhiri we think that akkarakku ikkara pachai and madri nam aanandam ella apdi irukkena some people edavadu oru dosham illamada edavadu irukka ullagathila anna indha karma kaandala rituals panni austerities panni religious life la adhi panni innu panni அந்த கோயிலுக்கு போய் இந்த கோயிலுக்கு போய் எல்லாம் பற்றி பாலாஜி திருப்பதி எல்லாம் பார்த்து ஃபைனலாக ஏதாவது டிஃபெக்ட் ஃப்ரீ உலகத்தில் இருக்கான்னு சர்ச் பண்ணும்போது ஒரு போர்டு இருக்க முன்னாடி மே ஐ ஹெல்ப் யூ என்ன ரயில்வே ஸ்டேஷன் பார்த்தாடோ ரயில்வே ஸ்டேஷனில் எங்கே போனாலும் எங்கே போகிறதுனே தெரியாது எந்த ட்ரெயின் எந்த பிளாட்ஃபார்ம் மேலே வருதுன்னு தெரியாது ஒரே கச்சாப்பச்சா ஒரே சத்தமும் சத்தம் சத்தமாக இருக்கும் லாட் ஆஃப் சவுண்ட் லாட் ஆஃப் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் And this person is not able to find one place. And suddenly he saw that inquiry board. Inquiry. May I help you? Appa. This person runs there. In the central station, who is there? But whereas in come to Vedanta, Jnana Kanda, Veda Purva, a person is disgusted, doing lot of things. But I'm getting temporary, relatively happy, temporary happiness. But the defective free I'm not getting. Then if you don't be happy with this, you are not satisfied with the karma kanda, I can help you that which is defective free. There is one thing. This person is very happy. At least somebody is there to say, you know, Jnana kanda says that defective free vastu is there. Then this person, after doing lot of examining everything, family members, world, objects, everything, enough, podum an solli, he looked into Jnana Kanda. The Jnana Kanda, the one, the guru who handles the Jnana Kanda, he says that defective free vastu is available in Vedanta. வேத அந்தபாக வேத அந்தபாக ஆர் இன் உபனிஷத் இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள் இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள் வாட் இஸ் தட் யூ டெல் மீ அண்ணா இட் இஸ் தட் வாட் இஸ் அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ் சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் தட் இஸ் டிஃபெக்ட் ஃப்ரீ That substratum is called Brahman. That defect-free, only single entity in the universe is Brahman. Infinite Brahman. That is defect-free, dosha-rahitam, Brahma. Nirdushtam Brahma. That Nirdushtam Brahma, if you want, you can try. Where is it now? That is not outside. Then where is it? What is it now? That is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma.
that Brahman is Satyam, existent principle. Sat, as Sat it is available as Jagad Adhishthanam, as Chit it is available, Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam, it is available in your heart. In my heart, Amma, I am searching outside for my happiness, defect-free outside. That defect-free Brahman is inside me, not inside you. Parame Vyoman, Brahma Vita, if you know that Brahman, you are the Brahman. Tat Tvam Asi, you are that defect-free Brahman. Myself? Yes. Tat Tvam Asi. You are the defect-free Brahman. You need not go anything, you need not accomplish anything, you need not acquire anything to be happy. Because that Brahman is Ananda Swarupam, you are. Then what should I do? You need not do anything. Then what should I do? You need not do anything. But என்னதா பண்ணணும் அதானே சொல்லிட்டு இருக்கேன் நீ என்ன பண்ண வேண்டானே. But how to get that Brahman? You need not get it. But then I want that Brahman. You recognize that you are. You recognize that you are that Brahman. You need not get it. Why? You are that. Even you cannot get it. You cannot dial your phone number. You cannot see your eyes. You have eyes. No, I want to see my eyes. Hey, you cannot see your eyes. No, I want to see your eyes. You are very, very adamant. I will tell you, see your mirror. Since you cannot see your eyes, see with mirror. You can see your eyes. So, similarly, if you want to know Brahman, look into the Shastra mirror. Shastra Darpanam, if you look into that, you can know your Brahman nature. That alone is possible. There is no way. Then in next what? This Brahman is available in Shastra. Anything, any knowledge from the beginning of our life, we are getting so much of knowledge. In many fields, many knowledge. How many knowledge we have? How many subjects we know? So many. From young age onwards, we are getting knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Music, knowledge. Painting, knowledge. Dance, knowledge. Swimming, knowledge. Yoga, knowledge. Everything I know. So much of knowledge we are getting. Knowledge comes through some means, pramanam. So I know this flower. Flower knowledge. This flower knowledge comes to through a means, pramanam. Knowledge, the knower, I know this is flower. Flower knowledge. Flower is object, I am the subject. Through what I am seeing the flower? Through the eyes I am seeing. Through what I am seeing is called pramanam, sadhanam. To see this flower, a rose flower, you got this knowledge now? Your eyes are healthy. You get definitely knowledge. This is a rose, knowledge. Immediately next, through what you got this knowledge? Flower knowledge, through eyes. Eyes served as a means, sadhanam. That is called pramanam. Pramanam is a means. Means is a sadhanam. I used my eyes as a pramanam, sadhanam to know the flower. Flower is what? Prameyam, object. What I got? Knowledge. Brahma. Who got this knowledge? Myself. I am the knower of the flower. Pramatha. I am the knower of the flower is called Pramatha. These are all technical terms. Note. Very important throughout our study. Pramatha, I, the knower of the flower is called, knower is called Pramatha. Are you the knower of the flower or not? Yes. Therefore, you are called Pramatha. Is equal to knower. Who is knower? I am. I am the knower. Knower of what? Next question. Akanksha. Akanksha means a desire. Who? Knower of what? What? Flower. Flower is what? Object. Prameyam. Neya vastu. That object to be known. Object that is known by me is called Prameyam. That Pramatha, that which he knows, is called Prameyam. Pramatha knows the Prameyam. Through what I got this knowledge? Eyes, Pramanam. So, Pramanathinal, Pramatha, Pramanam, Prameyathinai, Prameyam, Adaihindran, Virumhigiran. He is interested in knowing the Prameyam through the Pramanam. Who is interested? Pramatha. Pramatha is interested in knowing the Prameyam through the Pramanam. Gets what? Prama. Ipa, how many words are there? Ore confusion irko. Four words are there. Four Vedas, four words. Madri. Okay. Pramatha. Order. Okay. Any order. Okay. Subject, object, instrument. Okay. What is that? Knowledge. Okay. Knower. Known. Instrument, knowledge. Known, knower, known, instrument, knowledge. Knower is called Pramatha. Known is called Prameyam. Instrument is called Pramanam. And knowledge, what you get? Prama. Our whole life is this. Either you get any knowledge, worldly knowledge or spiritual knowledge, any knowledge within these four, no one can deny. Subject, object, instrument and the knowledge. Here, what is the qualification? Then seeker of what? Seeker of knowledge. The seeker of knowledge. Once I want to get knowledge, I want to know. This Pramatha, Prameyam, Pramanam, eyes are Pramanam for colors, forms, ears are Pramanam for sound, nose is Pramanam for smell, tongue is Pramanam for taste, skin is Pramanam for touch. Means sadhanam. In Shastra, even telescope is a pramanam, means to see far distant things. Microscope is a pramanam to see bacteria, virus and all. One pramanam can function in its own field. No pramanam enter into another field. No pramanam cannot enter. Ship. Boat is waterworthy, car is roadworthy, flight is airworthy. Flight cannot travel on the floor, earth. Car cannot travel in the waters. Boat cannot travel in the air. Boat cannot travel on the earth. Why? Why? What is this question? Why in? They are not worthy otherwise. A car cannot travel in waters or air because it is roadworthy. Eyes cannot enter in the field of sound because they are only form color worthy. Ears cannot enter in the field of taste, they are only sound worthy. Nose cannot enter the field of sound because it is smell worthy. Ears cannot enter the field of nose. Nose cannot enter the field of touch. Touch cannot enter the field of eyes because they have to be there in dignified way in their own place. Each pramanam should not enter. Similarly, our Acharya says, if you want to get Brahma Jnanam, you have to use a different pramana. This is a direct perception. When you see the flower, it is a pratyaksha pramana. It is pratyaksham of the rear, right? Parokshamayirka. Pratyakshamayirka. Pratyaksham. Direct knowledge. You cannot see Atma directly. Just like you see the flower, you can see fan, light, everything. Can I see Atman? Unfortunately or fortunately, you cannot see the Atma. To see the Atma like a flower, it must have a form like a flower. Or a different form it must have. It must have a color, it must have a form. Your eyes cannot see. Your eyes can see only what can have form. What is having color, your eyes can see. Otherwise, your eyes cannot see. So, pratyaksha is ruled out. Since Atma is formless, nirvikaram, it has no akara, it has no shape. Yattad adresham agrahyam agotram avarnam achakshushrotram tadapani padam. You cannot see the Atma because it has no form. Arupam, formless, colorless. So never wait to see Atma. Okay? Why? No, Swami, I want to see Atma. Hey, if you want to see Atma, it must have a form. It must have a color. Nowhere it is said Atma is having a form and color. If it has got a color and form, you can see. Like a flower. Through the eyes. Oh, Atma, ipdi irukona. Kadiyadu. It is not possible. Therefore what? Pratyaksha pramanan ruled out. When I can hear, kannala paaka mudiyala Swami, uruvam kadiyadu. Kaadala keka mudiyadu. Ashabdam. Adhula shaddamu kadiyadu. It has no sound. Atma poi tang tang tang. Engayavadu inga pannavana. Shabdam illiye. Your ears cannot enter. Pratyaksham pramanam ruled out. Can I taste like Alphonse? Edho taste iruka Atma kanna. Arasam anna. Tasteless. Your tongue can function only where there is a taste. Atma is tasteless. Arasam. You cannot taste it. Ruled out. All these five sense organs are useful in pratyaksha pramanam. Direct perception. Directly I can listen, directly I can smell, directly I can taste, directly I can touch. Like this is called pratyaksham. Like that Atma is not pratyaksha vishayaha. It is not a vishaya. You cannot touch the Atma. Asparsham. You cannot touch it. Agandham. It is smellless. How to know na? Pratyaksha pramanam ruled out. There are so many pramanams. Suppose you need not see certain things, you can presume, you can infer. You can infer. Suddenly smoke is coming here inside the room, from outside. What you infer immediately? Vidile fire irka. Some fire is there, otherwise smoke cannot come. How do you know? You know you are not seeing fire.
Previously you have seen fire somewhere, there you saw the smoke. எங்கெங்க ஃபயர் இருக்குமோ அங்கெங்கெல்லாம் ஸ்மோக் இருக்கும். அதனால் அந்த பிரத்யக்ஷம் அனுபவம் இப்போ நான் அனுமானம் பண்ணுறேன். முன்னாடி பிரத்யக்ஷமாக இருந்ததா இப்போ அனுமானம் பண்ணுறேன். அங்கே ஒரு நாள் ஃபயர் இருக்கும்போது புகை பார்த்தேன், அதனால் இங்கே புகை பா தெரியறது, அதனால் ஃபயர் இருக்கணும். இதுதான் இன்ஃபரன்ஸ். இன்ஃபரன்ஸ் சடன்னாக சம்டைம்ஸ் இங்கேருந்து கேஸ் ஸ்மெல் வந்துடும் இந்த பக்கமாக, ஏன்னா அந்த பக்கம் ஒரு கிச்சன் இருக்குது, கேஸ் ஸ்மெல் வரும். ஏய் எங்கேயோ கேஸ் ஸ்மெல் வருது, ஏய் அவுடு யூனு அங்கெங்கேயோ கேஸ் சிலிண்டர் இருக்கா, இது எப்படி தெரியும் பார்க்கலையா? அண்ணன் என்னோடய வீட்டில் சிலிண்டர் ஓப்பன் பண்ணி வச்சான், கேஸ் ஸ்மெல் வருது, இப்படி தான் இருக்கும் கரெக்டாக அண்ணன். அனுமானம், அப்படி அனுமானம் வந்து பிரத்யக்ஷம் பேஸ்டு, புரியறதா? இங்கே பிரத்யக்ஷமே அவுட்டு ஆத்மா விஷயத்தில், இப்போ அனுமானம் மூலமாக கூட தெரிஞ்சிக்க முடியாது. இன்ஃபரன்ஸ் ரூல்ட் அவுட். ஸோ பிரத்யக்ஷ பிரமாணம் ரூல்ட் அவுட், அனுமான பிரமாணம் ரூல்ட் அவுட். தென் அர்த்தாபத்தினா ப்ரிசம்ஷன், யூ கேன் ப்ரெஸ்யூம் அர்த்தாபத்தி மீன்ஸ் சப்போஸ் யூ கோ அவுட் சடன்லி ஆஃப்டர் த கிளாஸ், வாட்டர் இஸ் தேர் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் வாட்டர், பட் யூ நோ திங்க் மழை பெஞ்சது என்ன, எப்படி தெரியும்? ஐ ப்ரெஸ்யூம் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி ஐ சா வென் ரெயின் வாஸ் தேர் தேர் வாஸ் வாட்டர், நோ வாட்டர் இஸ் ஹியர் ஈவன் தோ ஐ ஹவ் நாட் சீன் ரெயின், ஐ ப்ரெஸ்யூம் அர்த்தாபத்தி. அனுபலப்தி பிரமாணம் ஒன் மோர் இஸ் தேர் அண்ட் சப்த பிரமாணம், லைக் தட்ஸ் டோட்டல் சிக்ஸ் பிரமாணம்ஸ். அதர் பிரமாணம்ஸ் ஐ வில் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். ஹரி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.